Today, I wanted to kind of bring to your attention or share some thoughts on emotional ghosts. This is how legends are made. Now, what do I mean? It's a way of describing the feelings or sensations which you very much are aware exist in the past, but you're living them in the present. So this is going to be just historic, it could be experiences, relationships, conversations, which are all have happened. And for some reason, normally triggers have been set off in the present, and they seem to kind of come rushing back. These emotional ghosts, these feelings, these fears sometimes, these doubts and anxieties kind of rush into our present, drawn from our past experience. Now, for example, it could be as subtle and as simple as maybe exam pressures. So you may remember at a younger age having exams, being super stressed and very anxious over them. And when you think about doing an exam in the present day, all those emotional feelings, those ghosts come back to haunt you. And it's that kind of relationship we're talking about. But in particular, it's a bit more of the harder hitting ones. How I describe it is there are some ghosts which kind of after time just go. They just seem to not be needed anymore. And they are relinquished from their duties, if you like, and we let them go. And that space, we can sense that where we used to react in a certain way isn't there anymore. And those emotional ghosts have gone. What I would like to talk about are the ones that want to stay, the ones that don't go, the ones that cling on and create and actually manifest those fears. Because more often than not, it's those ones that we're dealing with on a regular basis. It's not the ones which are minor. It's the big ones which kind of come racing up into our present and dominate our thoughts, controlling them and limiting our thinking. And it's when we realize this, where we can say, I can sense this fear coming back, this ghost returning, this emotional ghost coming back into my life. Yes, I know I want to do something different. We can sense the two in the same space, if that makes sense. Then we can take some real action. And this is what I want to share with you. I want to just highlight that point again. It's the awareness. It's the awareness you can sense that what's happening in the present is bringing in the past in, but it's not because of the present. There's a trigger that's happening somewhere, we acknowledge that, but it's not actually happening in the moment. Say for example, you're in a relationship and that person is acting absolutely fine normally, or they do something a little different for a moment and it sets off a trigger in your past to historic relationships when something maybe not great has happened, something negative has happened. All those ghosts can waken up and shoot straight into your present and affect how you're seeing it, affect your decisions, affect how you're interacting with that person, and limit your actual rational looking at what the moment may have been or what that person may have done. But how are we going to get rid of them? How are we going to deal with this? The technique that I've personally used in the past and I kind of find very useful is to announce and acknowledge. And how we announce and acknowledge is important too, because we're going to be talking. A lot of the processes I talk about are about acknowledging that we have all the resources within us to solve a problem, that we have all the capability to get over an issue. All we need is a bit of direction and some guidance to get us back to where we know we want to be. And it's no different with this. But what we're looking to do is kind of present the ghost in front of us in some way that we can then acknowledge it and instruct it in a way, or give it direction in a way that's more useful and allow us to move forward. And this is what I'd like you to try. When you notice those ghosts kind of creeping up on you, surrounding you with concerns, worries, fears, and you recognize they are from the past and they aren't actually directly related to your present, I'd like you to say thank you. I'm going to say thank you to that part of you, that ghost that's returning, or ghosts that are returning for you, and thank them for their role and what they're trying to do and what they're trying to achieve. And when you have that, you can then add that they're not needed anymore. Those fears, those concerns, they're not helping. They need to find a different job, a different role, a different purpose. And we need to let them go. They're not needed. They're not required, and they have to go. With those kind of words, you're going to probably notice minor or even major sensation changes, depending on how you feel about it, depending on how it reacts with you. what I hope you get is just a little bit of turning down the volume on the ghosts and allowing it to be a little bit more manageable. Maybe give you a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel so you can actually manage your situation better and less distracted by these ghosts. I will add as well, this is not going to be just a one-off and that's it. You may have to repeat it a number of times when that ghost returns. But by acknowledging it, taking it out of you, turning it into another thing, like the ghost, we can then talk to it. And while this seems like a silly game, it actually is very effective to distill those emotions which are overwhelming and are strong, but aren't based in any current fact. They're just from our past. So I invite you to try this out when you feel you've got a response that you feel you can't control and it's coming from the past and it's overwhelming you. Recognize it, acknowledge that it actually is just the past, and then talk. Be grateful for its job and its role, what it had been doing for you, but recognize that it's now not necessary and it needs to leave. Repeating this process consistently can be a great way to release negative energies that surround you or negative feelings. I have only labeled them as ghosts, but whatever they are for you, the process is very similar. And so while this is a kind of ethereal, slightly spiritual approach to handling our issues, I still find it a very effective tool, one that can really bridge you from where you are to where you want to be, to remove those kind of voices which get in the way of your thoughts and actually just give you the space to think and look at the situation more rationally. So try it out. Let me know what you think. Even if you just played around with the idea, even with a minor ghost, as it were, I think you'll find some benefits from that, a ways of just releasing some of that pressure and giving you some better choices than you're currently experiencing. So let me know what you think. If you've enjoyed the video, got some value from it, please give it a like and drop me a comment. Just let me know if you've enjoyed it or what you thought of it. Love or hate it, just great to hear from you. But other than that, I will leave you to your day and I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.